Good morning. You're listening to Kemp Haar, and this is FloorDaily.net. And this morning, we actually have a very timely interview. We have on the other line Mr. Dan Hendricks, the president and CEO of Interface. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. I appreciate you talking to our listeners this morning. You're in the news for actually a couple of reasons. One is you not only had a tremendous year when your annual report just came out a couple of weeks ago, I think, and then you just yesterday released your first quarter earnings, and they continue to be very strong. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right. Let me just ask you, the stellar performance that you've had, record earnings for and revenue for the year and then continuing into this next quarter, to what do you attribute that stellar performance at Interface?
Yeah, I would say that if you go back in 2001 when I took over the company, one of our strategies was really to focus on the modular business. That was always our best business. It's actually our core business, and we call it going back to the core. And some of the things we decided to do was to segment the business and lessen our dependence on the office market and get into education, healthcare, hospitality, and so forth. We also decided to focus on emerging markets, which have a lot of growth opportunities. And so I would say that strategy in 2001 that we embarked on, we been seeing progress year in and year out on top of that. And as carpentile actually becomes the category instead of the niche for the commercial market, not only the office but the other segments, and we're the largest player in that market, we benefited from that as we led that market in education, hospitality, and the carpentile. And we're just seeing a lot of good growth dynamics from that strategy.
So actually, Dan, I mean, you've diversified. I mean, you focus on your core business from a product standpoint, which is modular carpet tile for the commercial market. But you've also diversified, I guess, in two areas. I mean, you don't really focus on the commercial piece of the business or the office piece of the business as much as you did several years ago. And you've also diversified, I think, from a geographic standpoint. Perhaps you could talk a little about that.
Yeah, we are, you know, we're actually 50% in the United States and 50% outside the United States. And if you go back, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, that would have been 70% U.S. and 30% non-U.S. One thing that we found is there's been a lot of very interesting growth dynamics, particularly in what we call the emerging markets, which are India, China, Middle East, and Latin America, where carpentile really is becoming the standard for the office market there. And you've got a lot of dynamic growth going on and a lot of new office buildings and new construction going on as they build out their infrastructures. And carpentile really seems to work in those regions, and we've set up distribution and manufacturing on four continents. And so we really, as you said, we've really diversified the business geographically, and we're benefiting from the fact that we're global.
And from a set market segment focus too. I mean, I was interested to read your preface letter in the annual report that in the United States, the office sector is what was it, 30% of your?
No, it's actually 45, but it was 70% if you go back 5 years ago. So it's now just 45% of our business.
As you look at those other sectors, the the education, the retail, the hospitality, what are some of the other strong segments?
Yeah, I would say that they all represent a huge potential for us, but currently we're having a lot of success in education. We're starting to have success in hospitality, actually in retail space as well. And we've got an online catalog business for the home also for modular carpet. You know, in our minds, anywhere there's a floor, we think we can put carpet tile on it. And that's a different strategy than we had, going back 5 or 6 years ago.
Right. Let's talk about that residential in a minute. But before we go there, from a manufacturing standpoint, I know you have a huge operation in LaGrange, but where else do you manufacture?
We manufacture in Bangkok. We manufacture in Australia, right outside of Sydney. We manufacture right outside of Toronto in Canada. We have three plants in Europe, one in Holland, one in Northern Ireland, and one in Yorkshire, England. And we have a plant on the West Coast. Our Bentley Prince Street broadloom and modular business is on the West Coast.
Oh, and I noticed also when you're mentioning Bentley Prince Street that in your annual report, you mentioned that their shift to modular is one of the key areas where you feel like you might see some growth.
Yeah, we made a decision that there's a high end of the modular market that's $25 and above that fits nicely into the manufacturing assets that Bentley Prince Street has, and we really wanted to grow that part of the business and not forfeit that to somebody else. So we've introduced the high-end modular line from the Bentley Prince Street production facilities.
All right. Well, you know, it's no secret the Interface is the world's largest producer of modular carpet tile. So what's the company doing to maintain that leadership position?
Well, we actually invented carpet tile. A lot of people know that. A company called Huga invented it in the 50s, and we acquired that company in 1988. And Interface was the first one of the first to introduce it in the United States, along with Milliken. And so we pioneered it in the United States. And we've just kept that leadership position by actually going global. We're one of the few companies, we're actually the only modular company that manufactures on four continents. So there's a, you know, one of the things we've done is we innovate. Everything we do is around modular carpet. It's 90% of our business. And so we keep our leading position by every day we get up to figure out how we're going to improve our business in modular.
So, again, focusing on your core business, the modular business. Yeah. So, you know, every year, Floor Focus Magazine does a design survey in our October issue, and Interface always scores at or near the top as the company that designers like to do business with. How does Interface earn that kind of reputation?
Well, first of all, we like to listen to our customers, particularly the designers. We like to offer them solutions. As I said, that's the one thing we do is focus on modular carpet. One of the preferred products that the designer community has is modular carpet for the commercial space. And we innovate, and we happen to have the luxury or the benefit of having one of the most, what I call, best designers in probably in the world in David Oakey. He's an industrial engineer by trade, and he understands the manufacturing process, and he understands how to make tiles that actually work on a floor. And so he's really been able to innovate and sort of change the direction of modular carpet on the floor over the last 10 years for us.
I've also got to believe that the sustainability leadership that you've taken has got to be a key part, especially to the design community.
Sure. Actually, the designers are one of the ones that were talking to us about what are you doing about the environment. They were talking to Ray Anderson in the 90s and saying, Ray, what are you doing about the environment? And Ray would always say, well, we're going to comply with law. And the design community said, no, you need to do more than that. You need to offer us design-friendly products that really are sustainable. And so we actually listened to them, and Ray had his vision about having a zero footprint. And a lot of that first noise came out of the design community about what are you going to do about the environment. And so in 1994, we went down the road of zero footprint, do no harm to the environment. And it's been something that's really helped us with the design community and helped us actually operationally. It's improved our business significantly over the years as we lead with sustainability. And you know, we're the leaders in that. We have to thank Ray Anderson for that and thank our design communities for that as well.
I know he's definitely spent a lot of time out there on the speaking circuit talking about it, and that certainly helps the brand.
Oh, yeah. He probably does about 100 speeches a year. I call him my number one salesman.
Yeah, that's right. So let's do shift. We've been talking mostly about commercial. Let's talk for a second about this, you know, the Martha Stewart and the and what you're doing on the residential side. Can you just give us a quick overview of that?
We have a business called Floor.com, if you want to go on to our website. It's very robust. We got into this business in 2003. We felt like the broadline carpet wasn't working in the home. It continued to shrink as part of the products that go into the home as a percentage of the floor. And we felt like modular carpet ought to go in the home, and why not let Interface take it to the home? It really, to me, it's like a scalable rug. There's no glue. There's no pad when you put it down. It gives a lot of people a lot of creative license to design products for their home. And Martha Stewart loved the concept of a sustainable product that you can take back when you're done with it, and we'll take it back. And it's very green, the way that she looked at it. And it also has a lot of design flair to it, and it's do-it-yourself scalable as well.
And not only do you offer it on the internet, but I think you can also there are some chain stores that can.
Yes, it's in Lowe's, it's in Target, it's in Design Within Reach. So yeah, we're also in some boutique stores and some big box stores as well.
Well, let me ask another question. The back to commercial for a minute, and you know, yesterday we ran this kind of dismal AIA billings report, which indicated the commercial market could well be slowing down. Tell us what Interface thinks will happen for the rest of 2008 into 2009 from a commercial demand standpoint.
Yeah, I wish I had a crystal ball on that, but I don't. I would say that the office market is not as robust as it was a year ago. This does not feel like 2000 when the office market literally just basically crashed after 9/11. It feels a little bit more like what happened in the early 90s. Vacancy rates are, you know, around 15-16%. They're not 21% the way they were back then. So you don't have this over speculation in the dot-com bubble that we had in 2000. But it's clearly going to slow a little bit here as far as the early reports go. But I think that the carpet tile is going to continue to take more and more share of the floor in the commercial applications, and I think we're going to help drive that, and hopefully we're going to be able to grow our business despite an office market that's going to be under some pressure.
Well, and I also noticed that in your annual report, you know, there's revenue growth and there's earnings growth, and you were talking in your forward letter that Interface can grow its earnings even with, you know, a little less revenue growth. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we actually did that in the first quarter. We had about 7.5% revenue growth, and we actually grew earnings per share 50%. So there's a lot of flow-through and leverage within our operating businesses, and we've created that model. That's part of what we created over the last 5 or 6 years, and that should continue.
Well, Dan, congratulations on being at the helm of a company that seems to be doing very well, and I appreciate you spending time with our listeners today. We've been talking to Dan Hendricks, the President and CEO of Interface, and this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.